2 Corinthians chapter 13. This is now the third time that I'm going to come and visit you, Paul says to the Corinthians. Now, if there is an accusation against anyone, it must be upheld by evidence from two or three witnesses, as the scripture says. So I want to say to those of you who have sinned in the past and to all of you, I said it before when I visited you the second time, and I will say it again now that I'm not present with you. The next time I come, nobody will escape punishment. You have all the proof that you could wish that Christ speaks in me. When he deals with you, he is not weak. Even though Paul appeared to be weak, he's saying that Jesus is working through me. And they clearly were doing very bad things. I mean, the first letter to the Corinthians, he says they were getting drunk on the wine at the breaking of bread. Now, how bad is that? They didn't even believe in the resurrection of Jesus. They were saying Jesus hasn't been resurrected. And they were doing really quite disgusting things. So he's saying, look, I'm going to judge you. And so he's saying, don't think that because I look weak, because my bodily presence is weak, that the Christ, the Jesus who works through me, is also weak. He isn't. Instead, he says, Jesus shows his power among you. That is, through Paul. For even though he was crucified in weakness, yet he lives by the power of God, and we are in union with him, and because of that, we are weak in him. But in our relations with you, we will share God's power in his life. So the resurrection life of Jesus is lived through us. So examine yourselves, judge yourselves. Do you not know that Jesus Christ is in you unless you have completely failed? So we should know whether Jesus is in us or not. And I trust that you will know that you are not rejected. And so we pray to God that you will do no wrong, not so that we might be justified, but so that you might do what is right, even if we appear to be failures. We can do nothing against the truth, but only for the truth. And so we are glad when we are weak, but you are strong. And this we pray for, even your perfection. And he means, I think, your maturity, your completion. So God is working in the lives of each of us to bring us to a point of completion. And that's going to be slightly different for each of us. This is why I'm writing this while I'm absent from you, so that when I come and see you, I will not have to deal harshly with you in using the power that the Lord Jesus has given me, power to build you up and not to tear you down. So now, my brethren, farewell. Strive for maturity. Listen to what I'm saying. Have peace with one another, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the people of God who are with me send you their greetings. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. So, although Paul is so positive about them, he writes about them so positively earlier on in 2 Corinthians, quite clearly they were very, very far from perfect, and he knew he was going to have to be used by Jesus to judge them. And so it just shows that even if people are very weak, we can still be positive and hopeful about them. And Paul's relationship with these weak brothers and sisters in Corinth is really a great example of never giving up with people, and yet also not turning a blind eye to their sins, but doing what you can for them.